You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Hi.
I'm Colleen Ballinger.
Hi, Colleen Ballinger.
And this is Eric Stockland. Eric Carrot Stockland.
I like your socks.
Thanks. If you're watching the episode today, you might notice we only have one camera. That's because one of my cameras broke. It broke. I don't know how it broke. But when you turn it on, it just like jiggles. Like the camera goes like da 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 da. And like,
what'd you do?
Has an earthquake. Literally nothing. It's just old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was your close up camera.
Sorry.
Your face just broke it.
My face.
Anyway, what do you think needs to relax
that
today, Lovey?
Nice. We just had Thanksgiving. And one thing I forgot because I was making the turkey was tinfoil.
Yes.
And so I had to go to the store and get tinfoil. And like a last minute thing. And then, and it got me thinking when I was going to get it, I was like, who thought of this? Who was like, we should wrap food in thin sheets of metal.
Who thought of anything, honestly?
Truly. But I became curious about tinfoil. And so I looked it up, and did you know tinfoil not made of tin?
Okay.
What do you think it's made of?
Aluminium.
You're right. I'm shocked that you...
It says aluminum on it.
Yeah, it's aluminum foil.
Yeah.
But I always say tinfoil, don't I?
We don't talk tinfoil.
We don't talk about it much.
I don't know what I say. Foil? I don't say foil. But it says aluminum on it. And you know what? It's kind of burned in my brain that it says aluminum on it because we had a neighbor when I was little who was from England.
Yeah.
And I was fascinated with her because she had a British accent, and I thought that was so cool.
Those accents are fascinating.
And I remember going to her house. It's funny. I found a little diary that my mom and I used to keep together. Like, we would write back and forth when we were going poo or pee in the bathroom. Anyway, that's another story. But in it, I found, like, I'm getting there. In it, I found, like, notes between my mom and I where she's like, I'm going to call this woman, this British woman, I'm going to name her Sarah just for the sake of the story.
Okay.
She goes, are you bothering Sarah? You need to stop overstaying your welcome over there. Is she okay that you're there? Is she giving you hints to leave? Please don't bother her. Because I would just go over to her house all the time and just hang out at this woman's house. She didn't have kids.
Just so you could hear her talk?
Yeah, I just wanted to hang out with her. I liked that she had an accent. I just wanted to hang out with her. So anyway, I remember one day we were in her kitchen and there was aluminum foil on the counter.
Yeah.
And I was like... We were just talking. She's like, did you know that we call that aluminium? And I was like, what? Like, it blew my mind that aluminum, she pronounced it aluminium.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cool. And it like burned in my mind. I was probably 10. And I've like, now whenever I see tin foil, aluminum foil, or see the word aluminum, I think about her in that moment when she told me that over there they say aluminium. I think it might've been the first time I realized that, like, in other places, they say words a lot differently than we do here in America.
In this household, we say things differently.
Yes.
We haven't talked about this on the podcast yet. Sorry, I just had a cold brew coffee.
Aluminium?
And I feel like I'm psychotic from this. Okay. From this coffee has made me feel psycho. Mm-hmm. At Thanksgiving, we're sitting there, and because me and you had an argument about the word experiment.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, it's experiment. And I'm like, no, it's experiment. And then everyone at our Thanksgiving table looked at me and was like, Eric, we all say experiment. And it blew my effing mind.
Yeah, experiment.
It's experiment.
Yeah, I think
we're experimenting.
I think both are correct.
But everyone in your family, this is mostly your family members, they all say experiment.
Well, not that intense. We just say experiment.
Ugh.
You say experiment.
Aluminium.
Aluminum. Potato, potato.
Potato, potato. Well, can you please, if anyone is listening to this, can you tell me if you say experiment or experiment?
You know what? You just said the tinfoil, you know, oh my God, it's made of aluminum.
Aluminum.
I don't know that I knew there was a difference between tin and aluminum.
Well, Colleen, I'm glad you asked, but in 1910, a Swiss engineer. 1910 is credited with inventing aluminum foil because it was easier to use than tin. For what, I don't know, whatever he was using it for. Oh, he was using it to wrap chocolate bars. Toblerone?
Yeah.
Was wrapping their chocolates in tin foil. And that's kind of what started it being involved with food packaging and then other things packaging. In World War II, Americans saved aluminum foil and silver wrapping from chewing gum wrappers to support the war effort. Aluminum foil is recycled. Well, I'm just reading the internet. Stupid.
Well, I still don't think that answers my, what's the difference between tin and aluminum?
And now it's used for things like package. I'm going to ignore your question. Packaging, food preservation, electronics, scientific experiments, space missions, and cooking. I think they said cooking three times in that sentence. What was your question?
What's the difference between tin and aluminum?
Tin is like really, it's like thick. It's like thicker.
I didn't know that. I thought those were the same thing.
Like the chemical makeup? You want me to explain to you the chemical?
No, I just didn't know what the difference was between the two. It's not important.
Tin roof?
Just like if you told me, like I
cat
thought.
Cat on a hot tin roof?
I just thought they were the same thing.
Can't be a cat on a hot aluminum roof. I mean, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I just.
I think it's just a different kind of metal.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, I just think that's kind of wild. That's where, you know, we got as a people is that this is how we're going to wrap things up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Or cook things. But like you don't win. Which would you rather have a sandwich wrapped with tinfoil or saran wrap?
I would rather eat my own foot than eat anything that has touched saran wrap ever.
Because then it tastes like saran wrap.
Everything about saran wrap disgusts me.
Yeah.
I think saran wrap
can go.
It is the skin of kitchen, what do you call it? Accessories. It is flake skin. It is the gross. I hate it. When you go to an air, we've talked about this. I know we've talked about this on the podcast. Go to an airport and they like wrap individual apples in saran wrap.
No.
Throw it away.
Well, why don't we just get, we don't need it for anything. I
don't
think.
You cover it in poop. Truly. I think saran wrap we've gotten is there. Grotesque.
I present to you that we should use aluminum foil for everything and get rid of saran wrap entirely.
Yeah, I do not like saran wrap. So yes, I would
Why do we
always
have
prefer,
it? Because I know we always have it.
You have to have it for certain things. Like, I don't know. There are things you need it for. I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's like what people have in their house. I've used it. We used it on a prank on you on Halloween where you taped it to the door
and
you walked
pranks?
Through it.
It's for pranks? That's its only...
for pranks.
It's for me to pretend to not see it in front of our children and walk into it in a doorway.
I mean, I know it has its reasons, but like everything about it is annoying. Trying to rip off a piece of it. Are you serious?
I've actually never done it.
If you want to do that, just get ready to have your day ruined.
Yeah, it's never
it
worked for me.
It sticks to itself. You can't get it unsticked to its. Oh my God. Everything
even
about
if
it
it's,
is horrendous.
Even if it's like the metal shark tooth thing, can't do it. But then there's the ones thing.
No, it doesn't do it. It just like stretches
then they got,
it.
They got fancy and they had like the plastic like thing
that
you would zip
it
across.
It just bunches up in it.
Doesn't, yeah.
It's
nothing
all
works.
Horrible.
It never works.
I
ever
hate saran wrap. I think sometimes I'll use it if I have like something in a bowl that needs to be saved. And like, I know the saran wrap will cling to the bowl nicely and
it
will not touch any food. Sometimes it does. Certain bowls it might. There's been like a few times I've used it in situations like that. But like, because it does get a tighter seal than foil would. Foil doesn't get a tight seal, whereas saran wrap does get a tighter seal. But I'll just put stuff in a Tupperware then.
If you went into our kitchen and opened that drawer and looked at the saran wrap, I guarantee you it's all like mangled and like wrapped around itself and stretched like because of the last time.
Yeah,
you
probably next to
it.
A bunch of empty boxes of other saran wraps.
Yeah, there's
over
empty.
The years.
What are you going to do with those?
Just let them sit there
they
for you.
They sit there, right?
They're special
they're,
to you.
They're supposed to like incubate
they're
for a while.
They're special to you. You keep
they're
them.
Special
you
to
need
me.
Them.
Yeah. Any, it's funny. There's two drawers in our kitchen and they're just filled with one roll of tinfoil, one roll of saran wrap, and then a bunch of empty boxes of both.
Can you imagine? That's people's response. Because I know other people in the world do this where they like, a box is empty of granola bars or whatever, and they just put the empty box back in.
Yeah.
You can't be the only one in the world who does it. What a funny response if like the mom or wife or husband or whoever is like, hey, why did you put this back in the cupboard? It is empty. And the response was, it's special to me. Like, you should just say that from now on.
Okay.
I'll never be mad.
It's the truth.
Anyway.
What about you?
What about me, love? What about me? What about me?
Any experiments?
I don't have anything specific that needs to relax today. I got my very first neurofeedback
today.
It's called stim something. Neurostimulation, neurofeedback.
Tell me, we haven't got to talk yet today. So tell me.
Well,
all,
for anyone,
what was that about?
Listening, who doesn't watch my vlogs or any of that? I got my brain mapped. I think we might have talked about it on here for a second.
Yeah,
we did. And I finally started the actual therapy for today, which is where they looked at my brain. They go, here's all the things in your brain that are causing you strife. And
is that why you seem so chill today?
Maybe. I don't know that it works that fast, but maybe it does. I do feel a little bit more chill today, but it could be a multitude of things. Maybe it's a placebo effect that I'm like, it's working, but I don't even know about that. It was a very strange experience.
Do you feel, well, I'm sure you'd, you want to just tell me about it?
Sure.
I have a lot of questions, but.
You can ask questions.
Did you feel anything when they
yes.
did? Yes. In your brain?
It's very weird.
You feel like a sensation in your brain?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's very weird. It's very weird.
I don't know about that.
So they when they looked at my brain, they saw a lot of panic and a lot of anxiety, a little touch of depression.
It's crazy to me.
And insomnia. And so the main things they're helping me with is insomnia, panic. Panic and insomnia and anxiety are the three tops. And depression hopefully will just get resolved too with those things. But my brain does not know how to be calm. There's certain wavelengths in brains, I guess, that the pattern of my brain is, what does calm mean? What does that? Who do you mean that? What? Doesn't know how to be calm. Even when I try to go to sleep, if I close my eyes and try to rest, my brain goes, panic time, let's panic. And I'm kind of always in a state of fight or flight panic. So apparently they send these wavelengths, she explained it to be like kind of like a white noise. They use different kinds of white noise or pink noise or whatever, gray noise. Those wavelengths they put into my brain to like level out the, you know, wavelengths that are going bananas. I'm not a scientist. I don't know what I'm talking about. This is just my pea brain understanding of it.
And you're wearing like a special helmet hat.
Sort of. It's like a beanie, but the beanie's just like to hold everything in place. So they figure out what parts of my brain need some little like fun times, and they put little pads, like, you know how they'd put on your chest for like, what are those called? EKG thingies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of like that. They put that on my head. So they put one on my ear, or two of them, one on each ear, and they put a bunch on my head in different specific locations. And we're doing two different treatments during my session. So I started with one and then they took those off and then put new ones in different places and did something different.
How long did this whole thing take?
I think I was there for an hour and 15 minutes, but we started a little late. So probably an hour-ish. And you sit there and you have to do something calm. So you can watch like nature videos, or you can read a book. I asked if I could journal, so I'm going to bring a journal tomorrow. Because
what did you do today?
Well, they put on it was actually incredible what they did. They put on, I was like, oh, I thought, because at first they were like, you can just sit here and listen to calming music. And I was like, oh, I'm going to die. Like, I can't just sit here and watch a waterfall and like for an hour, like I'll actually die. Because when I had to sit there for 10 minutes during the actual brain map, I had two panic attacks sitting in silence for 10 minutes. So I was like, an hour, I can't. So I was like, what are the other options? They're like, well, we can put on a documentary or something calm. So they put on an ocean, like nature calming documentary. And it was so exciting because love this documentary. We haven't seen it yet. Can you believe there's an ocean documentary?
I feel like we've seen them all. Yeah. Okay.
And the first like big chunk of it was about clownfish, which is Wesley's favorite thing in the world.
That is his favorite fish.
And then there was a huge chunk of it about cuttlefish.
Are you serious?
I swear. I was like, my son, and I literally to the woman so I've never met in my life. I was like,
specifically random.
I have three kids and my two sons are obsessed with these two specific animals that are in this documentary. This is so exciting. Can I please pick up my phone? Cause you're not supposed to like look at screens except for the TV screen I was looking at, but you're not supposed to look at your phone, like whatever. And I was like, can I look at my phone and like write down the name of this documentary? I have to show it to my kids. Anyway.
I'm sure if they were mapping you and you were like looking at TikTok, they'd be like, oh my God, this is like, I don't think TikTok's good for the brain.
I think actually that would be maybe the only time they saw my brain being more calm, because I think a lot of time I turn on TikTok to turn off my brain.
Mm.
Like I feel the least chaotic when I'm looking at it. And I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying TikTok's good for us. I don't think that. I'm just saying that like when there's nothing happening is when I kind of have a hard time.
I get that.
But anyway, so what I could feel though, that was your question.
Yeah.
So they go, you'll feel a little sensation. Let us know. We're going to start at zero and then we're going to slowly go up until we get to the number that we need to get to. For all the different things on my head, and you let us know what you're experiencing, what you're feeling, nothing. It doesn't hurt, but just let us know. They just want to know for like how I'm doing. And if it's bearable, they said,
They in real time see the effect of what they're doing?
So yeah, they can, I think they're looking at what's happening. I don't know. I can't see what they're doing.
Like, we did the map previously, so just do the thing.
Can they
like see like ziggy zaggy charts on a computer screen?
Ziggy zaggy charts, but the brain mapping, there's sticky thingies all over my entire head. And with this, they only put it in the spots that need help. So there's only like three things on my head this time. Whereas last time it was like my head was covered in these like
things. How'd you do with that? Because you hate stickers.
Well, they're not stickers. They're like, they're...
Are they sticky?
Yeah, but it's not the sticky that I don't like about stickers. It's the thinness of them. I don't like how thin stickers are. It's not the stickiness. Okay. It's the thinness.
It's just that you don't like the thinness of.
I don't like the thin, like extremely thin. And then when it curls, like a sticker that goes on an apple, like I could, I will vomit actually. What about I can't talk about
it. What about a puffy sticker? Are you okay with
those? I
don't
mind those. I don't mind puffy stickers.
Okay. So they put these stickers on your head.
It's not stickers. They're the things that go, you know, they're thick.
Yeah.
They're like medical things. Anyway.
What do they call them?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Sticky things. So they put them on my head. And the one that I noticed first was the one on my ear. It felt like it was tickly. Like it was kind of like it started to tickle. Like I just wanted to itch my ear.
Because
really
it was
bad.
Vibrating or because of?
Yeah, it didn't feel like it was vibrating, but it was like that maybe was the sensation, like the most faint vibrate in the world. But it didn't feel like vibrating. It just felt tickly. Like something was like tickling
my
ear.
And that's where the actual pad is.
Yeah, it was on top of my ear. And then there was one on the side of my like front of my head, but like kind of close to my forehead, like right here. And I think there was two over here on my other side of my, I don't know. Anyway, there was one on the back of my head at one point. I don't know. But the first thing I felt was like, it was very, my ear was tickling. And I said, oh, I can feel my ear is kind of tickly. She's like, okay, that's normal. You know? And then this was the part that you would have hated or just, it was freaky. I think just in general to anyone, but freaky to me. I was like, should the lights be like, should it be like a strobe light in here? The lights in the room, like the whole room looked like there was a strobe light. The TV, the lights around me everywhere. She goes, well, sometimes the, she goes, that is a side effect of this. But yeah, sometimes the lights flicker in here a little bit. I was like, oh, okay. She's like, I mean, if it's, is it happening when you close your eyes? And I closed my eyes and it was like, when I closed my eyes, it was like, bum, 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 like a strobe light.
Bro,
and I was like,
what are they doing?
I was like,
you?
Oh yeah, definitely still happening when I close my eyes. She goes, oh, it's just because the frequencies are going in front of your retina. Like they're passing close enough to the retina of my eye that like my eye was seeing the wavelengths, or I guess that it was sending into my brain. So the lights that I was seeing was like actually the wavelengths they were sending into my brain. Isn't that weird?
This is all a bit weird. Yeah.
And then at one point, I felt like my eyeballs were literally having an earthquake.
Ooh, I'm uncomfy.
And then, so that was all, the weirdest part was like the strobe light, because I didn't feel like I was in control of it. So it felt a bit like claustrophobic to me, like knowing that there was something happening.
This can't hurt you.
No, it didn't. Nothing hurts about it. And it's only, it was helpful for my brain. It's supposed to be helpful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of science behind it. I mean, if you do, like, I've done a lot of research
on
it.
No, I just didn't know about like a if there's
some
like
people
side
say,
effects. Like,
no, the side effects, everything that I've looked up, I'm sure if I looked hard enough, I could find some bad stuff. And I'm sure people will tell me in the comments because they like to do that. But everything that I've looked up, there's nothing, I haven't seen anyone say anything negative about their experience with the specific type of neurofeedback that I'm doing. I've only seen some people be like, it doesn't work. It's just as a placebo effect. It's just making you think it works. I've seen that. And I've seen people respond to that, be like, who cares if, even if I think it's placebo effect, it took away my depression. I don't care if it was placebo or not. Like, so I haven't seen anyone say like there was a negative effect on them, like other than that.
Okay.
So the only other thing I felt was when they switched it up to do something else, and there was something on like kind of the top and the back of my head kind of. And this one was a little bit cuckoo. Like this one I didn't like because it felt like a little bit torturous in the sense that it didn't hurt, but it just felt like someone had like a finger was lightly tapping very quickly like this on the back of my head, just like, but like on the back of my head
for an hour.
No, that was probably 10 minutes.
Okay.
But it was like, still, I was like, it feels like someone's tapping the back of my head. Like it feels like tapping really fast. And she's like, yep, that's how it's supposed to feel. I was like, okay. She's like, you should get used to it. It won't feel as intense in a minute. Like it's just all new weird sensations and you do like get used to it. So even the strobing of like the lights for a minute, I was like, oh my God, this is weird. I don't like it. And then I was kind of like, oh, whatever.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say right after, I was really tired. I felt really really exhausted. Like it was like a workout for my brain. And they gave me this like thing on what to do after. And it says that it is like, it's essentially like you're going to the gym, like your brain went to the gym. So you drink a lot of water after, eat protein, and try to do something calm, like go for a nature walk.
Podcast.
No, listen to music. So I looked at my rocks for an hour because it says like for an hour to 90 minutes, like just in the chill. So anyway, that was probably very boring to everyone listening, but Eric and I haven't gotten to debrief what happened today.
I needed to know this.
It was wild. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I'm proud of you for doing something proactive to, you know what I mean? And trying something new. And I think that's, you know, cause that might be like, people might not do that.
I do feel a little bit more focused today, like less like,
Well, surely they weren't like, you just do it once and you're good.
No, she said like 20 to 30 sessions or who knows, but they check in every week. So like I'll do 5 sessions in a row and then we'll check in on my brain and then they'll do the brain map again, I think, or maybe it's every 10 sessions. They check my brain again and see if the spikes of panic have gone down, if the anxiety has gone down, because they'll be able to see it. But I do feel today like less anxious, but that could be completely my brain just like making that up.
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
My brain,
like you said,
though,
like, either way, and it's free, so
it's not. But I do think it's interesting, and I know people personally, and I've seen a lot of people online that has helped like immensely. Like it's helped so many people, so I'm excited to see how it goes. And maybe it won't work at all, and then it doesn't work, and So I'm the same as I am now. Like okay,
yeah,
yeah, it's fine. Weird, huh?
Yeah,
super weird. Anyway.
I wonder what Big Pharma thinks about all this.
Your stomach has something to say. You guys couldn't hear that, but I know the mic didn't pick that up, but like Eric's stomach just screamed.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, nothing's going on other than it's just like making lots of weird loud. It's not poops. It's just like making weird loud.
Well, it probably
loud,
is, honestly. I mean, isn't that what's going
on?
Well,
I would go.
No, I'm not saying it's ready. I'm just saying it's making it. That's what the noises are.
That's what noises are in your stomach.
Yeah, it's
like a poop factory.
Yes.
It's your digestive tract, love. It's, you know.
Speaking of poop
it's
factories.
Digesting the food I just ate.
Speaking of poop factories, our children, your stomach is crazy. Nice. Okay, he's putting the microphone on his stomach to see if he can hear it. Okay. I don't want to talk in case it happens again, but
it's not gonna do it.
Anyway, our kids, I want to talk about Flynn lost his second tooth today.
I know. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
He's got a very intense reaction to loose teeth and losing teeth.
Mm-hmm.
He does not like it.
Who didn't?
I didn't like it. I was like that, but he's like, can't even talk about it to him.
It's like, gotta be so, it's so much anxiety for a young kid. I think it was for me. And I think we talked about this a lot whenever we talked about it. But like that's why I think it's like tied to like anxiety dreams and stuff, mm-hmm. like your teeth falling out, you know, cause it's like this,
it's weird.
It's a crazy thing to have to go through at like 5 years old.
Yeah. Really weird. But yeah, he lost his second tooth today. And it's so hard as a parent when you like want to be like, I'm so excited for you. I'm so proud of you. How fun. And because I know now that I can't do that with him because he doesn't like that. And I don't want him to feel, I want him to feel safe with me and that like I'll respect like how he feels about things like that.
He was very excited to tell me and I was.
He was excited to tell me, but then we couldn't talk about it.
Oh, he wasn't like that with me just now.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, it was
what
funny.
Did he do with you? What did he say to you?
He just acted kind of proud of himself.
What did he say?
Yeah. But he was just kind of, you know how he is. He was just being crazy and like spinning around in circles and running around and told me about it. And then I go, where is it? And he goes, in my backpack.
Yeah.
So it's like loose in his backpack somewhere. But that thing, man, was wiggling for like weeks.
Yes.
And when you're trying to get a 5-year old to brush their teeth every morning and night and they have a wiggly tooth, it's like, that's like a whole battle
to get them to. And yeah, so I was with me, he was just kind of, he told me I lost my tooth. And he was really excited to tell me. He was beaming. And I was like, I'm so proud of you. I was like, that's so awesome. And I said, is it okay if I ask you about it? Because he had told me last week, like, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want you to talk about my tooth. And I said, okay, I won't talk about your wiggly tooth, but you can always talk to me about it. So he would check in with me about it, but I wasn't allowed to bring it up.
Yeah.
And so I asked him, I said, is it okay if I ask you about your tooth? And he was like, yes. And I said, how did you lose it? He goes, it was just really wiggly, more wiggly than normal. And it was down inside of my lip.
Yeah.
It like had fallen out in his mouth and it was just like chilling.
I think it had like bent down. It was like still in, but
no,
like
said
it bent
down. It fell down into his lip. And he said he had to like dig it out and find it. In his mouth. That's what he told me.
Take it out and find it.
But then I did what I guess moms do sometimes. And I just kept asking so many follow-up. Did your friends see? Were they excited for you? Yeah. Did your teacher say anything?
He told me, he's like, where, they kept talking about it. But
yeah, yeah, and he was just, and after I asked too many questions, and he was like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it, mom. And I was like, dang it, I'm an embarrassing mom.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
I'm so proud of, well, no, I am. I can be proud of that. Know that that's what I am. But I'm very proud of him. I'm very excited for him. We have a son who's lost two teeth, love.
He turned 6 in like a week.
I know.
What the, how old are we, man? That's too much.
Well, I hate to interrupt this riveting conversation we're having. However, yeah. I do have a game that I want to play with you.
A game?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of games with Rachel on our podcast. The other podcast.
Jealous.
But it's been really fun. And I was like, oh, I want to play some games with Eric.
Yeah, you guys do fun things. You play games. You like drink out of things, different things.
You want to drink out of different things? We can drink out of different
things. We need like a cool thing like that.
We can have a cool thing.
I'm not going to take your guys' thing, but like.
You can do whatever you want.
Eat out of weird things.
That sounds like a different kind of podcast. Did I embarrass you? I don't think I've ever seen you embarrassed.
Oh, no.
You're so cute. Okay, hold on. I do have a game. It's called How Well Do You Know Me? And it's just a bunch of cards that ask questions and we see how well we know each other.
How do you win?
By knowing things.
Okay.
Which I usually don't, so I will lose.
All right.
So I'll just put the stack out here. It's just a stack of little tiny cards.
Those are so tiny.
Oh, they're so cute, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so we just take a card. We can just go for it. Do you want to go first?
Okay.
Sure, you go for it. Or I can if you want me to go first.
Well, okay.
What does it say? Ask me a question, love.
Spiders, snakes, or bees? Which do I like the least?
Bees.
What?
I would say bees. Spiders, snakes, or bees? I'd say
for
bees.
For me? This is about me, right?
It's about you.
You're wrong.
You'd say spiders?
I would say spiders, yeah.
See, yeah, I thought that's like your initial go-to, but I thought since Flynn like spiders so much and snakes and whatnot. And bees, remember you got stung by a bee recently and you're like, it hurts so much worse than I remember. So I thought you would say that.
Yeah, that was rough. It was stuck to my pants and I just went to put my hand in my pocket and yeah, I didn't know why it was doing sitting there. But no, generally I just kind of like, ignore, like bees are, there's lots of bees that exist.
Not
in,
enough.
In our world. Not enough. But there are lots in our backyard. And I just, if you don't bother them, they don't bother you. It's kind of the way I feel about it. Spiders on the other hand, you know, get out of here, spiders.
Yeah, it's my least favorite of those three.
Where we live, there's lots of spiders.
There are lots of spiders.
In this house.
God.
And I was laying in bed the other night, and I just was laying in bed, and I looked right there at the wall, and there's a spider crawling.
Love.
There's a spider on our daughter's head.
Yes, I was going to say, that was the last night. Tell the story of what happened.
I don't know. What was she?
Nothing. We were in our room, and the kids are watching a show. They're putting their jammies on. Yeah.
And she's talking, and she's sitting right next to me, and I look over at her, and there's this giant spider crawling down her forehead.
Luckily, the TV was on, so she was a little entranced by the television at the time, so she, like, you flicked it off, but luckily she wasn't paying attention.
So I just go, I freaked out, like, smacked her
head.
Grazed her, you know,
smacked her head. It was like, he flicked the spider off. I don't even think you touched her.
And then
her.
It fell down into her dress.
Yes.
And there's like frills.
And then he's like trying to get off the frills
of
the dress.
So I'm like smacking her dress.
And luckily
she's looking at me like you're crazy.
Well, she also was looking at the TV though. She was too invested in what was going on TV. Thank God. But there was like a spider crawling on her face.
Yeah. She didn't notice though.
Crazy.
Okay. I didn't like that.
Next question from me.
I don't know how you're
too.
Like, tell that story. And then you told the story.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No,
I was excited.
Way.
What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to me recently?
Embarrassing thing.
So, there's so many things to choose
from. Is there
from.
Something you can think of?
No, it's like every 5 minutes or something.
Right. This is how well I know you, knowing the last time you were embarrassed.
I honestly can't even think of anything. Like, because it's just kind of like I'm always kind of embarrassed of things. Oh, I know.
What? I don't know. It's just going to be a long pause me trying to
think.
You
wouldn't be able to guess this because I just...
Because I don't know you well.
No, you do, but it's when we played that game on Thanksgiving that everyone could play and I couldn't play it, I was embarrassed because I felt so stupid because I couldn't play it.
I think it's because you're so competitive.
That too. But I was family not smart enough to play that game.
You're a competitive person, but like family games, you're like, and you usually like dominate.
Yeah, I
couldn't
play. But
this game didn't work
for
your brain. It's a game called Words Are Hard where you're... another deck of cards and you flip it and there's an image of something and you have to think of another word that starts with the same letter as the image, like a simple thing, like an iron. Think of another word that starts with the I and people like have to do it really fast. And then like
smack the card. Yeah. I could not even get the first. I couldn't even say what the word was that was on the card. I was like too hard for me.
It's weird how hard that game is.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was tricky for me too.
I was pretty embarrassed because I felt so stupid. And then I was embarrassed that like I didn't have a better attitude about it.
Yeah. You kind of just trashed the game, made fun of it, and then immediately quit.
Yeah. It was embarrassing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But that's the last time I can remember being like, oh, that was embarrassing.
You were embarrassed?
Yeah.
Like you were like laid in bed that night and you're like, oh,
yeah,
I made like, a fool of myself.
Yeah, I was like, ew. First of all, I was embarrassed. I was not smart enough to play the game or wasn't good enough at that game. And then I was embarrassed that I couldn't have had a better attitude playing it and just keep trying. And just like, I was like, why couldn't I have just had a better attitude?
I did notice that. Yeah. But I was like, wow, she's competitive. And
yeah, I am.
What's my nickname?
Lovey.
Do I like it or hate it?
Lovey, I think you like it, yeah, but you also are, your friends call you like Stocks and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. That's not very, this is not a fun game.
This is hilarious.
Okay. What's the most courageous thing I've ever done?
Oh my gosh. Give birth.
That's true.
Out of two different ways.
Yeah. I would say that's the most courageous thing I've ever done. Being pregnant and giving birth in any capacity like literally the most courageous thing.
I feel like it's like a brave thing to do to be like,
I would say for you,
I'll physically go through that.
Yeah. Getting your wisdom teeth out was probably the bravest thing you've ever done.
My gosh, you'll never get over it. You'll never get over me comparing getting my wisdom teeth out to giving birth.
No, to a C-section.
An emergency C-section. Yes. They're the same.
They're
love.
The same. Okay.
I think I would. Yeah, that was. I stepped in it on that one. And it wasn't like genuine. I wasn't like genuinely comparing them. But even in the slightest way, I think it did not go well. And I think that was years ago.
Okay.
What's my most often worn or favorite piece of clothing?
You don't wear a lot of things over and over again, I don't think. I feel like you just have a new outfit every day. I've never seen this vest you're wearing right now.
This is my sweater vest.
Never seen it in my life.
I'd say it's new.
Your most often worn, like some shirt with a lot of holes in it. There's like a gray shirt you have that has lots of holes in it.
Yeah, that one's done. Too many holes now.
Yeah, that one. I feel like I think of you. Like if I think of what you wear, I think of that shirt with lots of holes in it, that gray one.
Okay, make this more simple because I can't really think of anything, but I do have a favorite pair of sunglasses. Which ones?
Exactly the same.
What are my favorite sunglasses? Let's see how
love,
they know me.
They're round, kind of circular, little. Like they're like round and little
Not
glass
little.
Parts. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
you're just describing sunglasses in general?
They look like what you're
they
wearing
glass
currently,
uh-huh.
but like, but
by the
shaded.
Same company. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and what,
shaded.
But what color are the lenses?
Sunglass color, like darker than clear. I have no idea. All your sunglasses look
They're
identical to me.
Rose colored glasses, and you're wrong. You don't know me that well.
Rose? They're pink?
Yeah, like the ones with like the kind of reddish frame. Those are my favorite.
Reddish frame?
Not frame, lens.
I don't.
They're right there. They're like kind of clear framed, and they have like a reddish lens.
Wait, can you?
You don't even know. Not only do you not know that they're my favorite sunglasses, and I wear them every time I wear sunglasses. But like, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
I literally don't.
You lose this game.
Yeah, I do. But wait, which ones are they?
Put them on. They're the third ones down there.
This?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This looks like all your sunglasses. They all look like this.
They don't all look like this.
They look exactly like what you're wearing, just with darker insides. Yeah, they just, I don't see how this is a rose. They just look like sunglass colored.
But it's like reddish.
Like darker.
It's not, no, it's like a reddish. It's not like.
Okay. They're cool. Here you go.
Thanks.
Next one. Have I ever broken any bones?
No.
Ah, how'd you know that?
Because I know you.
This is so not exciting.
How many cousins do I have?
Oh, please.
I don't even know.
I have no idea. I know exactly how many I have, and I'm sure you wouldn't.
You know
but
the
I
exact number of cousins you have?
Yes.
How many?
I'm trying to, I think it's 16. But that could just be on one side of my family. I think it's 16 on one side of my family and 3 on the other. But with you,
my family's very spread out across the country and like there's some cousins that I've like met like once, you know what I mean?
That blew my mind when I found that out about people
like them
close
all,
to their cousins.
You know what I mean?
Wait, when did
And I'm like
it?
I'm kept like abreast of their situations by my mom.
I think maybe
you guys all live
16
in like the same
total.
Area though. Huh? You guys all live in California.
Yeah, we all grew up in the... Well, no, we don't all live in California now, but we grew up all kind of close to each
other. Yeah, I didn't have that. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I have family in like Washington and here in Virginia. And
you should definitely know the answer to this one.
Okay.
If I could only eat at one restaurant for the rest of my life, what would it be?
A restaurant?
Huh?
McDonald's?
No.
Taco Bell?
What? No.
Like a
Are you joking?
Like, well, I'm saying if you like In-N-Out? It's like a
Yes, In-N-Out.
It's not a restaurant.
McDonald's is not a restaurant.
Well, I know, but I was like going to get to like are we talking restaurant or fast food?
How is that even a question? It is it should be so obvious that it's In-N-Out. I would eat In-N-Out every day if I could.
I think that is not an accessible restaurant. First of all, it's not a restaurant, it's like a fast food place. But I don't think the convenience is worth the burger. I think I get that it was like it's like a big deal when you first moved to California and you've never had it before. But like it's not that great. Hot take. Hot take In-N-Out is not that good. And it's certainly not worth the inconvenience of how ridiculous the line is at that place every time.
Okay. I just have a different opinion on that. But anyway, is this game should we quit?
What's
this?
My favorite restaurant?
I don't know. Something is it? I don't know.
Fridays.
No, it's not.
If there was a Fridays in this town, I would tear it up.
This is not your favorite restaurant.
Tear it up.
Okay. It's not, but I would love to go to a TGI Fridays with you.
That was like a fancy restaurant to me when I was a
kid. Yeah, me too. Oh, it's expensive. That Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce. Anyway, this is not interesting at all.
If I had to live in a very cold place or a very hot place, which one would I choose?
I'm going to have to guess on this. Oh my gosh. You would probably rather live in a very... Oh, that's a tricky one. I have so many follow-up questions.
I don't even know how to answer it for myself.
I'd say probably hot. I don't know.
I guess. Where did you get that game?
I don't know. I found it online and I thought it might be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you know the cards would be so tiny?
I didn't. I thought it would look like a regular deck of cards, but...
Well, I feel like I know you better.
I think we both know each other just the right amount.
Exactly. You have any comments to read?
I do. That's what I want to do right now. I have it pulled up.
I know you is because I knew you were going to do that.
And because I told you. All right. So last week we talked about a lot of things, but one of the things we discussed was you said that it is super weird to wear the shirt of a band that you're going to go see. And you thought it was weird that I listened to Wicked music on the way to go see the movie Wicked and that people should not listen to the music of the person they're going to go see. The majority of the comments agreed with me, thankfully.
Weird.
Nikki said, not only will I listen to the band I'm seeing in concert on the way to see them, I will look up the set list ahead of time, make a playlist of it on Spotify, and listen to it on repeat of in the days and weeks leading up to the show. And that had a bunch of likes.
But doesn't like music like where like it loses something the more you like if you listen to a song like 100 times, doesn't it like kind of get like boring to your brain or something? You know what I mean? Like it wears off.
I guess eventually, but not if you're about to see them.
I don't want to listen to this album. I've listened to it too much. Would be the same thing to me. Is like, well, I'd be more excited to see it. Like, you obviously want to know the music, and you're obviously know the music if you're going to see like a concert. But
I don't know. I just feel differently about this.
Okay.
Megan, I am definitely with Colleen on this one. The whole way to the show and the whole way home, all I want to do is listen to the band. Rachel, I absolutely listened to the soundtrack on the way to the movie or show. Builds excitement of what you're about to see. I'll binge the music for weeks prior to seeing it, but once it's over, I don't listen to it again for ages. It's like a mini obsession that I'm over it. I think majority of people would, this is from Claire. I think majority of people would on their way to a concert, listen to the artist they're going to see, surely? Question mark.
Really? No one agrees with me
here?
No,
some people do.
It's
some
like eating,
do.
It's like eating a, like you're going to have Thanksgiving dinner and you like eat a turkey sandwich before, like
here,
the day
Steph,
before. Like,
Steph
why would you?
Said, okay, here's one. Steph said, I love Eric's analogy about going to an awesome restaurant on a full stomach. I 1000% agree. Most people I have known love to crank up band music on the way to their show. And I've never liked that for the exact reason he's describing. Love you guys so much. Good luck with your plumbing.
Someone agree with me.
Yeah. There's a few people who agreed with you. But the majority of people are like, not so much. So Miss Crystal said, I always wear a t-shirt of the band I'm going to. And yes, you have to listen to the music on the way there. Also, this person said, I used to always bite the top off the deodorant until one day I was pushing it up and realized it was so much better than pulling it off with my teeth. Because we talked about that last week too.
Yeah.
And I was surprised there were a lot of comments about that too on the podcast last week about how other people would pull off the deodorant with their teeth and they were like mind blown when they found out that you don't have to do that. So I wasn't alone on that one.
Yeah.
Amy, oh my gosh, I've always bit the deodorant safety shield off. Wow, my mind is blown. The way my jaw dropped when you said the deodorant thing, I usually just struggle with it and wiggle it off. How do we never think of that? Mind blown.
Like, yeah. So just, are you moving on from the concert thing? Is there, are you going more?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because I have something I want to say about that.
Okay. Do you want me to read more? Or do you want to say your thing first?
When we had this conversation, my phone wasn't like off, you know, in my, wasn't turned off, but it was like, you know, it was like in my pocket, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we had this conversation and I was like, yeah, it's even like the, I think I said, it's even like a line in this movie. And I said, PCU, which like, is not like a, it's not like a super, everybody knows this movie is from 20 years ago or whatever. It's like, it's like a famous line in that movie. And we were just having this conversation. 3 hours later, I'm sitting down, I open TikTok and I scroll once and the TikTok I'm watching is a random clip from PCU of that exact quote.
Isn't that so weird?
So I 100%, 1000% think freaking TikTok is listening to your conversations to 100%. Put things in front of you. It's like,
yes,
like that is confirmation because it is so obscure. It is so impossibly obscure. Anyways.
Music recorded before 1989. What is this? You're going to wear this to the show. You're going to wear the shirt of the band you're going to go see. Don't be that guy.
Jeremy Piven and Jon Favreau in the movie PCU.
Yeah, I think that's super weird.
They're listening to our conversations.
Yeah, and?
I guess there's nothing we can do about it.
More importantly, I think it's weird to make fun of someone for wearing a shirt of something they like or they're passionate about. I think that's weird.
I don't think that exists today in the way like
you did it last week. What do you mean?
I did it because like I come from a time where it was like I was going to like ska and punk shows, like small things. I like in the world of music today and in your world of music, it's like giant pop stars. You know what I mean? And like pop girlies. And so like, I think like, yeah, I can totally imagine that half the people at like a Sabrina Carpenter concert, whatever, are wearing, you know what I mean? And half people are wearing Pink Pony hats. You know what I mean? And like, I feel like a lot of people at Taylor Swift are wearing Taylor's, you know,
right.
Like, don't they like dress up though? Don't you guys like dress up?
Yeah, but we were going to Wicked and I wanted to wear a Wicked shirt and you were like,
yeah.
So no,
I know. But from this time, and there's this, cause this, it was like a small, like, you know, reggae kind of like, concert that they were going to, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I get it, but
there's it's from a different time and context.
Sure, but you can't agree that like that's weird to like make fun of someone for wearing something of that they like to the see this person that they're excited to see. I think it's weird to make fun of someone for
I think that was like whoever wrote that script, that was like a character point to like how that person acts. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't make fun of anyone ever.
It's on video last week. You had a very firm opinion about this, but the comments on about that particular thing.
What do you mean? I helped you. I got shoes for you to wear to the movies. Cause
love, you are not about to gaslight me on camera, on microphone. When last week you firmly were like, it is weird to wear the shirt of the person you're going to go see.
But when you wore your Wicked shirt, I wasn't like, oh, you're going to wear the shirt of the movie.
No,
you're
I'm not
go
talking
see
about
it?
When I put it on. I'm talking about the conversation we had on our podcast last week.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I was supportive of you wearing a Wicked shirt on your birthday. I wasn't like, don't wear that on like your birthday to a movie.
Not.
Yeah.
No,
okay. You made it sound like
not.
That.
No. You've never done that. You never would do that. I'm only talking about the conversation we had last week on the podcast. That is what I'm referring. Not.
Well, I don't remember.
Never,
what I said.
Ever, ever said anything to me about what I'm wearing to a concert or a movie or a show or whatever, ever in the past. Like, you never mentioned anything like that. It was just in the context of our podcast last week. And Nicola said, Eric, does the no band t-shirt rule still apply to Mirfanda's going to Miranda show? And I, of course not.
No, that's a different thing.
That's my favorite thing ever, when people dress up like Miranda or wore my Miranda merch to Miranda shows. I love that. If I ever tour again someday, please wear whatever you like and whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you passionate and excited. And if that happens to be my merch, that's amazing. I love that you love it. And if it happens to be something else, I love that you love it. Wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I did love seeing, one of my favorite core memories of my whole entire life was my first show in New York City. My first show in an over 1,000 seat theater or something like that. It was a show in New York City, and I think it was 1,000 seats. And my face was on Times Square, like on a billboard, Times Square. It was so exciting. And I remember going on stage and like looking out into this, all these people, and there were so many people dressed like Miranda, and that typically happened at my Miranda concerts. But for some reason, I just really soaked it in at that specific show. And I just remember thinking like how cool and inspiring it was to see all these people like dressed like Miranda. And I was like, these people are probably walking around Times Square dressed like that. That's so courageous and cool and brave and like excited. I just loved it. I loved it so much. Every time someone dressed up vibe of like me or my character or anything, I thought, that was so flattering.
When the show came out, I was going to talk to people like dressing up as our characters for Halloween. And
Really
like, do you know, I've been on the billboard in Times Square once.
Huh?
I was on the billboard.
For Mistresses?
For Mistresses, yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember.
How did you know that?
Because I think you told me once before.
Yeah.
And I have an amazing memory. Another comment I wanted to read.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yes, of course.
That's different because you were like using that as part of your argument for like against what I was saying. That's a totally to respond to that commenter. Like that's a totally different thing in world. But if you were like, I'm going to go see Jim Gaffigan tonight and you wore like a Jim Gaffigan t-shirt. Like,
I don't think that's weird.
I think you'd look like, I don't know.
You'd look like what? You'd look like a person wearing a Jim Gaffigan shirt. How about this? I'm going to close with this one. Hillcat PC said,
Hellcat PC?
Hill.
Hillcat.
Yeah. People wear their sports teams shirts and jerseys to go to games. So ..
Again, that's
literally,
not.
Literally, it is the same. You cannot try to argue that that's not the same. If I was like, really weird that you wear your Lions t-shirt a Lions game. Like, don't you know that that's weird and you shouldn't do that?
It's not the same thing.
Am I crazy?
I don't know. It's because that's like part of like the culture of sports is like wearing your like favorite player's jersey. Like when you go to like the sporting event, it's not. But if you're going to go see like Coldplay, like you're not going to be like, I need to wear like my Coldplay jersey.
Why not? Why can't someone wear a Coldplay shirt to see Coldplay? I would. If I like Coldplay,
it's not a thing.
Who says who? It is the same thing. That is the same thing. To be excited and passionate about something, whether it be sports, musical theater, or a band, and you are so excited that you want to wear a shirt that represents them and shows that you support them.
Yeah, that's cool.
How is that different?
Well, I'm just saying it's because
we're not fighting, by the way.
Because like when I was growing up, I was like I would go to like hardcore punk ska shows. You know, there was like a little skater kid who had a checkered belt that had like, you know, pretend car seat buckle in it. You know what I mean? I was like that kid.
That.
And so like, I would like, and in that world, like you wouldn't do that because it was like, it was like faux pas. You know what I mean? It was like cringy or something. But then there's different things in the world changes. And like, yeah, it's like totally, it's totally normal. And you know, can people now dress up as movie characters when they go to movies?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I guess they did for like Rocky Horror, but like, in the, you know, I don't know. That seems to be like a newer thing.
I don't know. I'm not. Yeah.
But if you're like going to see Hamilton on Broadway and you're like wearing like a Hamilton t-shirt,
that's
like,
fine. What's wrong with that? It's
nerd. I don't know.
You wear Lions shirts to Lions games.
It's not the same thing.
How on earth could you not say? How do you not?
You don't understand. Like.
What does that have to do with anything? You don't understand musical theater. You're making a Hamilton reference. It has nothing to do with it.
Understand musical theater?
In the same context that I don't understand sports, yes. I know just as much about sports as you know about musical theater. Guaranteed.
Well, no, you're... okay. That seems a bit unfair because, like, I have a bachelor's degree in theater and I have performed in several musicals.
Sure. I have played sports. I have watched sports. I've been to sports games.
You played college sports? Because that would be like the equivalent. Because I haven't done a musical like professionally.
You had never seen Wicked when we saw the movie. And that to me, if you've never seen Wicked, you're not a musical theater kid.
I'm not claiming to be a musical theater kid, but I understand the process.
I've
been involved in the process. I've played Division II basketball in college. Like, no, you didn't.
What?
So it's not the same. Like, You don't have the same relevant knowledge of sports as I do musical theater.
I guarantee you that I do. I need to figure out a way that we can test this. I guarantee you.
The way we can test this?
I guarantee you. I know just as much about sports as you know about musical
theater.
The
way we can test this is you can like, you're gonna like, teach me a little bit of choreography and have me like sing a song here.
No, knowledge. I could ask you about musical theater, Broadway, Tonys, performers, different people who play different roles.
That's not the same thing as what we're talking about.
Musical theater. And you can ask me about different plays, different players, different teams, different sports, yes, I would know just as much about sports as you would about musical theater.
I give you that you know more about more musicals and more about more musicals. That's not the argument here. Your knowledge of sports is equivalent to my knowledge of like a musical theater, and that's not true.
That is true. I would say that's very true.
Let's put our money where our mouth is.
Sure, fine. I'll give it to you. Maybe I know a little bit less than you do about. I know a little bit less about sports than you do about musical theater, but I wouldn't say it's very much. But I will say this, that's not what this argument is about. And you are trying to change the subject because the discussion was about wearing the shirt or representing the person that you're going to see, whether it be a band or musical or sports or anything, is fine and wonderful. And I think anyone should feel like it's cool and not cringy to do that, no matter who it is or what it is. And you're saying it's cringy under certain circumstances, but you won't give specifics as to what those circumstances are. It's what you think.
I literally have given I've given three in the last 5 minutes. Yeah, I said Jim Gaffigan, I said Coldplay.
I'm saying why? I said Hamilton.
Yeah,
yes. No, why? Why is that cringy? But it's not for sports. Why?
Why? This is the first time I'm hearing this question.
Yes.
You're acting like I've been dodging it this whole time. Why? Because it's part of like sports culture to do that for every sport across the entire world.
Sure.
And I'm just saying you would look out of and I gave you artists that wouldn't look out of place wearing their merch at their show.
But
and
then I did not then I'm ask, giving you. I did not ask why do people wear jerseys to a sports game. I said, why is it cringy? Like, why is it cringy for someone to wear a shirt of someone that they like if they're going to go to their concert or performance?
I just think in certain contexts it is.
But why? You can't say why.
Why?
You just say because in certain contexts it is. That's not a reason.
Because it's try-hardy in like certain circumstances. It's like pick me. Is that a thing that people say?
You can think that and then you cannot wear that. But like, I don't think it's fair to say for other people it's lame. That's my point, is that it's not lame if someone wants to wear a shirt to someone they like.
I don't think I ever said that. Like, I think this or not, and like,
you
blah,
just
blah,
said,
blah.
I think it's try-hardy.
Well, no, I'm trying to explain to you the context of why it would be thought of that way. And then I gave you examples of like from my youth, my mm-hmm. adolescence of the culture I was in and why it was. And I referenced a movie that I liked when I was a young
you
kid.
Didn't
where
say
they
why.
Talked,
you just say it's cringy, but you don't say why it's cringy.
Well, you mean like he says in that movie clip, don't be that guy. You know what
but
I mean?
That's not a
you don't
reason. Need,
the reason is self-explanatory.
What guy? It's not though. I don't understand it. What guy? I'm literal.
Don't be that
so
guy. Don't be like the try hard guy, the cringy guy. Like that's
but what about it is cringy?
You've broken my brain. At
everyone's
this point.
Turned off this episode by now. I just want a reason. I don't understand. I'm very literal. So I'm like, I don't understand the idea of like, just because it is, it's just cringy because
right,
it is.
We'll,
I don't
we'll
think it's cringy.
We'll have to have a put this to a, for next episode, we'll have to put this to a test. And what we'll do is we'll play a game of one-on-one basketball. And then we'll also sing a duet from a musical.
Argument. That's not this argument
we'll
put to the test. The argument is, why is it cringy for someone to wear something that they like to the something they're excited about? That was the
longest
test.
Hair was on this microphone and went in my mouth.
I'm sure this episode is going to piss people off so much because they're going to say we're bickering. We weren't bickering. We're just busting each other's.
Just having an excited conversation.
We're just passionately discussing why it would be cringy to wear a shirt to something you
I don't
like.
Know why, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was like an aside to me, but apparently it was like the main plot.
Like well, because what if someone listening was like on their way to go see a band they
oh,
like,
they shouldn't,
and
please
then they
don't
look
feel embarrassed
down at
about
their
that.
Shirt and they're like, oh,
yeah, don't
think
I'm don't,
cringy.
No, you wear whatever you want. I don't think these things. I certainly don't think they're true like today and in certain contexts. Yeah. I mean, unless you're on your way to a Jim Gaffigan stand-up special, like you probably shouldn't be wearing a Jim Gaffigan t-shirt.
Why not?
I don't know.
Wear it. Wear it. I'm getting you a Jim Gaffigan shirt for Christmas.
I don't want one.
And tickets to Jim Gaffigan's show.
This is
show.
The first person that popped in my head to where I'd be like, I'm sure his audience is older and they're wearing like button-up shirts, you know, or something.
I thought you were going to say butthole shirts. Butthole shirts. Why did my brain not automatically think you were going to say
butthole? Do you remember that band when we were kids called Butthole Surfers?
Absolutely not. But like...
You don't? Because like... You no. could wear their t-shirt to their concert if they're still around.
That one's allowed?
I think they did a couple songs for the movie Dumb and Dumber, I feel
like. If you want to know which bands, sports, musical theater, and movies you are allowed to wear shirts to represent, ask Eric because he knows, but won't tell you why.
I don't know.
But he knows which one is which.
I feel like I was mostly just being devil's advocate for the sake of having a...
I think I was being the obnoxious devil's advocate here. I was pretty aggressive. I apologize if I offended anyone. I'm just joking around. But I'm going to wear whatever I want. To movies and musicals, and I'm gonna wear a Jim Gaffigan shirt if I ever see a Jim Gaffigan show.
What a fight we just had.
All right, thanks for listening. Anyway, I hope we didn't disturb anyone too
wear
much with
whatever
our
you
huge
want
bickerings
to whatever you want, please.
I will, and
go
they will
crazy
too.
Wear pajamas to work tomorrow, who cares?
Do whatever you want.
Sleep in a tuxedo and wear pajamas to work.
That doesn't sound very comfortable. The tuxedo part. But thanks for listening, everybody. And thanks for watching if you're watching. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.